Well, I'd like to ask you about how you got your start.
How I got my start?
Where's your first job?
Well, in Harlem, in a small club in Harlem called Hotcha on 7th Avenue. Mrs. Schiffman, it was a Lafayette Theater, and now it's the Apollo on 125th Street. And they came there. John Hammond, he has had a lot to do. He is the one that got Benny Goodman and Compeyson started. And they came and heard me. And Mildred Bailey in those days would come by and read Narvo, and they'd come by and listen to me every night. And I guess that's the way I got it.
How did you get this job?
Well, when I first got the job, Mom was sick, and I had to get a job of some sort. I quit school, and I went in. I thought you had to be very glamorous. I thought you had to dance and be very pretty. But I went in, and I took the man I could dance, and I did what you call a time step and the crossover, and I did it for two courses, and he pointed at the door, and he says, "Out." And the piano player, he felt very sorry for me, and he said, "Well, can't you sing?" I said, "Sing? Man, I sing all the time. Anybody can sing." So anyway, he says, "Well, sing a song." He said, "Maybe you can get a job singing." So I sing, "I'm so weary and all alone. Feet are tired like heavy stone, traveling all alone." When I got through, everybody was weeping, and I had made about $20, and wow, I got the job. $18 a week.
Wow. How old were you at this time?
14.
That's a very early age to start at.
Yeah, but I was a big chick. I weighed 183 pounds.
You convinced him that you were older than that by
oh,
your weight?
I had to, because otherwise the man would have lost his license, and they would have put me away.
You sort of use as a source of inspiration Bessie Smith and Louis Armstrong as a point of departure. Is there any reason why they inspired you?
Well, yes, I loved Bessie for her volume. She was so strong. And I loved Louis for his soul. Oh, he had a beautiful soul. But I don't sing the blues. I think Donnie Washington and Ruth Brown, people like that are really blues singers. They should have the credit, not I. I consider Sarah Vaughan and girls like her because they really can hit the notes, you know, the high C's and things.
Where did the name Lady Day come from?
Well, Lester Young, when he first came here from Kansas City, he joined Count Basie's band. I was the vocalist with the band. We sort of joined at the same time. And he was living in a hotel there called the Woodside Hotel on 7th Avenue where all the musicians lived. And Lester likes to eat good home cooking. So I took him home to Mom one night. And she used to take care of all the musicians, you know, Ben Webster and Benny Carter, and all of them used to come up there after hours and eat her fried chicken and stuff. So anyway, Lester moved in, and he was like her son. And Lester named Mom the Duchess. He named me Lady, and I named him Prez. He was the president, Mom was the Duchess, and I was the lady. We were the royal family.
So you really originated the name Prez for Lester, is that right?
That's right. I think Lester, although he's never had a great big tone, and that's what he always worried about. He wouldn't have a big tone like Ben Webster and Coleman Hawkins, and he'd get his reeds and razor blades, and he'd cut them thin, he'd cut them thick, and he was, you know. And I said, "Lester, don't worry about your tone, because your mind moves, and you got a sweet, pretty tone." And you see, in those days, when Lester first started, a tenor sax had to sound real big and deep, like a tenor sax, you know. And everybody said, "Well, it sounds like an alto, and he's playing a tenor, you know." And it would worry him. But anyway, I heard him several times stand up, play "I Got Rhythm." He played 15 courses. And that one course sounded like the first or the second or the third or the 15th one. And everybody copies Lester because they don't care about that big tone anymore. Everybody's looking for progressive. And let's go ahead and let's see how far our minds can move.
When you were with Artie and Dorsey, were you a feature?
I was on my own, and I battled against him like we've had battles of music with Tommy's band against Artie. And
would you explain what a battle is a little bit?
Well, a battle of music, how can I explain that? Well, they have a dance hall. Artie Shore's band is on one side, and I can tell you easier this way. We had a battle once at the Savoy. There was Count Basie and Chick Webb, New York, Savoy, Lenox Avenue. And they billed us as fighters. They had Count Basie vs. Chick Webb. Ella Fitzgerald vs. Billie Holiday. As you come in, you put your ballots in an old box. And do you know they were stealing the ballots? It was the funniest thing. And the valets would screw up the mic, so when I'd go on, the mic wouldn't work for me, or when Ella would go on, it wouldn't work for her. And it happened. It started at 2 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon, and it ended up 3 o'clock the next morning.
Oh, my gosh. A long time.
That's a battle of music. And we work, say, like 40 minutes at a time, and we have, say, like 30 minutes off, 35 minutes off. It's just like a big fight, you know? And anyway, we won. With all the stealing. And
congratulations.
All
the a little late, but congratulations.
Well, that was way back in 39. You see, I was with Columbia, but I was just vocalist on Teddy Wilson's records.
You work with Teddy quite frequently.
Yes,
right?
And Benny Goodman. And so I finally got under my own name, my own records.
Did you lead a band at this time, or did they just...
Yes, it was my own band, my own records under my own name. And the morning we made, Summertime, No Regrets, and Billy's Blues, when he came in at his tuxedo, and he'd been up all night. And he played so beautiful, and he held the date up, but it was worth waiting. Well, at the time, there was a little guy flying around named Joey Bushkin. That time, he was a little baby. I think Joey was just about 19 years old then, and they didn't want Joey. I insisted. I took a chance on losing my contract with Columbia and everything, but I insisted on putting Joey, and he was the piano player on Billy's Blues.
When you were leading a band, what did you do as a leader?
I didn't lead, honey. We just sort of went in the studio.
And it was recorded under your name.
The Cozy Calls. He has Roy Aldridge. He has Billie Holiday. He has Teddy Wilson. He has Ben Webster. Or he has Lester Young. And we got four signs to do. Now, the man that's running the studio says, I want a blues, I want a sweet tune, I want something that moves. So I say, well, let's do Man I Love. Let's do All of Me. Let's do some blues in E flat. And that's the way it went. And we did it. No music. Nobody's worrying from nothing. We get the beat. I say, Ben, you make this introduction. Or Lester, you make the next. Or Terry, you make the introduction. And we get the tempo and we go.